Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high tech, but very simple to use. And it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal is not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Here's our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, so big day tomorrow, Capitol Hill. Zero experience Hunter, who is claiming now that him staying sober, not using crack, is a fight for the future of democracy. That's what he's actually out there claiming. But I'm not really sure why this deal went forward with the varying committees looking into it, starting with the Oversight Committee, that apparently they agreed that this deposition will not be videotaped. However, it will be transcribed and the transcription will be made public. But you know, democracy depends on my sobriety. I think that's a little bit of a stretch for zero experience Hunter. But that's what he's out there claiming. This deposition will be different from other impeachment inquiry interviews. And I'm not sure why the Republicans capitulated on this point. We'll find out in a second from Congresswoman Victoria Spartz of Indiana, who's going to be there tomorrow. But anyway, there's been a lot of public sniping. You might recall that the first subpoena was ignored. And then all of a sudden, when there was the real possibility that there would be contempt charges, just send us another subpoena. And I think we'll be willing to go forward with that. We have a New York Post piece out, at least one Russian billionaire pal of Hunter, once again spared from financial sanctions. We've talked at length about Alina Baturina, who is the Russian oligarch, former first lady of Moscow. But anyway, though, some 500 Russian oligarchs and companies and third country sanction evaders were hit. Real estate developer Baturina, well, skated free. When the war in Ukraine started and there were sanctions on Russian oligarchs, she was not one of them either. I guess that's the benefit of being in business with the Bidens. And we still don't know why the $3.5 million was sent in February 2014 to a firm controlled by Hunter Biden and his associate, Devin Archer. Anyway, Congresswoman Victoria Sparks of Indiana will be hearing at the hearing with Hunter Biden tomorrow. As a member of the House Judiciary Committee, along with the House Oversight Committee. Congresswoman, glad you're with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
Okay, let me start with, why was the concession made to the Bidens on the issue of videotaping this deposition?
Well, and I think that's a question that you probably need to ask Jim and James, why we do given concessions and why we have a double standard that allowed to someone like Hunter. I think it needs to be a normal deposition, and definitely it's good that he is coming, but, you know, we were on a subpoena issue too. I mean, he was playing really like a theater and in a serious matter, and I think we shouldn't have given him any special treatment. He's getting too many special treatments, and that's unfortunate, but I will let Jim and James to explain why they decided to do it. I think it was part of negotiations, and they had to kind of agree on a few things with their attorneys, so it's probably they just decided to pick their battles and not that one.
Well, I mean, they could have gone forward with contempt charges like they did with Bannon and Peter Navarro. Both now are sentenced to jail time as a result of that. Why would Hunter be treated differently?
Listen, I completely agree with you, and I think we're being, as Republicans, too nice on these depositions and probably in a lot of these investigations and not as serious and fast as we should be. That's been my frustration. We had too many committees involved and not as organized of the process on a very, very serious matter and very, very concerning allegations.
How much money do you suspect at this point? Have you learned now that money from countries like Russia, China, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Romania, Mexico, and others, how much do you believe went into the Biden family coffers? And is there anything you've been able to discover in terms of actual services rendered?
Well, listen, this I would definitely know of millions of dollars, but there are a lot of transactions that is very even difficult to follow with so many entities that they set up. And it's really, this is just that some of the transactions that we were able to follow and the questions and answer and what who is paying on behalf of them, including some friends and attorneys and what is given in return. It's impossible to answer. I've never seen more convoluted and really thought through process of, you know, avoiding the law responsibility, avoiding paying taxes, and really have a collusion, you know, to be able to, you know, everyone over government and Department of Justice on the FBI on the matters of such significance. You know, it's not just, it's not just for them creating this entity. It's about pretty much top officials in DOJ and FBI doing cover up for them. And that is extremely, extremely concerning. And if we have our agency, you know, being tyrannical to the people, but really trying to cover people in government, we're not any better than countries like Russia and China. And that is sad for me to see. That breaks my heart. And we need to get to the bottom of that. But we need to get this moving because elections are coming up. And no one will be taken as serious as we should be taking this issue.
Let's go to the big lie that Joe Biden, the big guy, told on numerous occasions, both as candidate Joe Biden and as President Joe Biden, that never one time did he ever speak to his son, Hunter, his brother, Jim, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business deals. We know from the testimony of Devin Archer that he testified that he was aware of over 20 specific conversations, maybe more took place, but 20 plus that he was aware of, where Joe Biden would call into meetings with Hunter and Devin being present and their foreign business partners. Then the testimony of Tony Bobulinski confirming such. Then, of course, we know Joe Biden actually met at the Cafe Milano with numerous business partners, including Elena Batorina. You know, why would all these other Russian oligarchs be sanctioned after the invasion of Ukraine, which I understand it was your home country, and yet she gets a pass on that, and the new round of sanctions, once again, she gets a pass. Does it have anything to do with the $3.5 million she did in business and then the $120 million invested in Rosemont Seneca properties?
Listen, there are a lot of questions. And then another question, additionally to that, you know, why would Vice President Biden at that time go to Ukraine demanding? I mean, how often you have a foreign politician trying to go and demand for a foreign country to fire a prosecutor, you know, that is actually conveniently has charges against oligarch, Russia-connected oligarch, that doing business with his son. That is not suspicious at all. I mean, this is this is unbelievable. Where you have, I mean, we don't even have situation like that right now where you would even know the name. Do you know name of prosecutors in different countries? I mean, like as a president or vice president in the United States, why would you get so involved in that specific? I mean, there are a lot of problems in Ukraine with a lot of issues in that, but you get specifically involved and demand to fire a prosecutor who has charges against, you know, oligarchs that your son is getting paid for. I mean, this is really a serious matter, and I think we need to figure out and get to the bottom with, because we have an election, and we can have president who can be compromised by foreign powers, including Russia and China, and we are in a serious wars right now and serious problems that happen in overseas, and a lot of, you know, decisions that are made look very strange to me from this administration. Even some sanctions and some other oligarchs that are, you know, very close to Putin, then they didn't do and they never answer why. So it's very strange to me, and we need to have some answers.
Quick break, more with Indiana Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, then your calls coming up.
You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. Men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us, but when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need. You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick. I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. Men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us, but when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need. All right, we continue now. Tomorrow, the hearing with Hunter Biden on Capitol Hill, at least his deposition, behind closed doors. We expect to get a transcript of it. Victoria Spartz of Indiana will be in the room tomorrow as we continue our investigation of the Biden syndicate. The media has tried to make a big deal. Now, I would be angry at the FBI because, you know, they now have not one but two longtime FBI, what they described as trusted sources. In this case, this guy Smirnoff, Alexander Smirnoff. In the other case, it's Christopher Steele. His dirty dossier turned out to be a bought and paid for dirty Russian disinformation dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton. Nobody seemed to care. I mean, it even got to the point where Comey, who signed three of the four FISA applications, said, knowing what you know now, would you still sign those warrants? Oh, no, I wouldn't sign them now. And everybody else said the same thing. And however, in the case of Smirnoff and his 1023 form, that is only one aspect of this Biden family syndicate, if you will. And yeah, he made these allegations. Yeah, we should have known about it. Yeah, he was the FBI had verified that he'd been a trusted FBI informant for 10 years. We're learning from justthenews.com that this guy Smirnoff, that the DOJ of Biden now says is a chronic liar, is not the only source who noticed that Hunter Biden's boss at Burisma had this habit of funneling millions of dollars to whoever needed, quote, money to make investigations go away. John Solomon reporting in justthenews.com 3.5 years ago, Burisma had this habit, and State Department and DOJ officials reported to the FBI concerns that Burisma had made these payments to local prosecutors while under corruption investigation. And 8 months after Biden's son Hunter joined the board, again, he admitted he had no experience and he was an admitted, hard drug user at the time.
that U.S. officials in Kyiv developed evidence that the gas company may have paid $7 million in bribe money. Now, I'd like to know, what is the story behind that?
For sure. But I think about it makes it also question FBI. And with the Durham report and this recently, we're spending millions of dollars to have this confidential human sources, and they all ended up being corrupt. And then in case of Trump, they quickly start moving on this unvetted information and try to, pretty much undermine his presidential run. And people who actually were in charge of that, Jake Sullivan, who was very close, under Hillary Clinton to do that operation, now he's a national security advisor. And, that is a reward for doing that. Or some people that actually were involved, that I was sitting on the board of some oil companies in Ukraine that actually had recently been opened up some corruption charges by prosecutor in Ukraine. The guy is Hochstein. He's now energy advisor for Biden. That is very strange. And he was involved somehow with, at that time he was actually involved with Obama administration and questioned some of the things that Hunter were doing, but suddenly he's working for him, so he's not questioning anything now.
Let me ask you, though, this final question, because nothing about Smirnoff negates Joe lying to the American people. That lie has been debunked over and over again. How much money total do you think the Biden family took in from these foreign entities, many of our top geopolitical foes? And have you noticed any services or discovered any services rendered for the money?
No, it's $1 million. And really, we're still kind of putting these numbers together. But one thing, regardless what it is, nothing negates that we had vice president of the country try to put pressure on foreign governments to fire prosecutor who had had investigation and charges against oligarch who was paying his son to advise for whatever advice, what kind of services he could advise for. I don't think he was selling anything else except political capital there. And that is really the core of this matter. That is a fact. We have Vice President of United States go to foreign country and try to force the government to fire a prosecutor that has an open investigation in the company, corrupt oligarchs that his son gets paid for, for services. And I think this is a serious national security matter, and we definitely need to get to that. So regardless what they're trying to do, that the evidence is very clear. Hunter Biden was getting money from this oligarch. I don't see what other services he could have been performed. We'll see what he's going to say tomorrow. I don't think he's qualified to perform any services. Or ever was, especially considering his...
Well, he admitted it himself. He had no experience, but...
Right.
Congresswoman, we'll be watching closely these hearings, when we finally get the deposition. I think it should have been videotaped, my own two cents, for what it's worth, but we do appreciate you being with us. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz of Indiana, thank you so much for being with us. We'll continue to follow this closely. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Be sure to check in as soon as you get to your car after work for breaking information you need to know about. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
I-25 to the top of the hour. We all know these are tough economic times for so many of our fellow Americans, but there is a way you can save money, not sacrifice service, and that's making the switch to my cell phone company, and that's Pure Talk. And now is the perfect time to do it because... on top of getting the same 5G network as AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, the same cell towers as the big carriers, well, right now you get a free Samsung 5G smartphone with no four-line requirement, no activation fee. You just get a Samsung that is built to last with their quick-charging battery, top-tier data security, and qualifying plans start at just $35 a month. You get unlimited talk and text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Anyway, right now, the average family for the exact same service saving close to $1,000 a year. Making the switch, it's simple, it's fast, it's easy. Join the stampede of us that are saving money for the same service. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and get your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone, and you'll be saving on wireless today. Money in your pocket, the same service. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to this veteran-owned company, my cell phone company, Pure Talk. All right, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. By the way, our prayers are with Donald Trump Jr. And his family after he received a death threat and white powder. But anyway, he had an entire hazmat unit and firefighters that had to arrive at his home in Florida. It's now become sadly a bit too commonplace this stuff occurs. And, you know, he pointed out clearly this happened to a prominent Democrat. It wouldn't be tolerated and would drive news coverage for weeks. He's right about that. Sadly, I had my own experience with this at Fox, and I had an assistant at the time who unfortunately opened up an envelope and all this white powder comes flying out. She had to be isolated, you know, having absolutely no idea what was happening to her. And it took hours for them to finally determine that, no, it wasn't anthrax. It wasn't a deadly powder that was sent, but, you know, very, very scary, very chilling, very frightening. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with Don Jr. and his family over this. State University is now teaching students to blow up oil pipelines. And I know many of you driving your car, heading on home, hard day's work, and you're thinking, Hannity, that's not true. Well, at least 16 universities are promoting the book, How to Blow Up a Pipeline. No, I'm not making it up, which outlines for readers how to commit eco-terrorism, oftentimes making it required reading. This is a Daily Wire investigation found. The book, published in 2021 by a Swedish professor, calls for terrorism and overthrowing capitalism, acknowledging that people will be killed as a result. Demolish them, burn them, blow them up. One interesting article that I did see in the New York Times about a huge amount of money that Donald Trump might be taking in pretty soon. We've talked about lawfare. We talked about the massive amount of fines when the New York Attorney General was able to successfully get a liberal leftist judge to go along with this canceling of the Trump organization, the Trump family, by attacking one man, one family, one organization, and what is close to $500 million in fines. But anyway, the former president, Donald Trump, has a stake in Trump Media and Technology and the technology group, and it's called Truth Social. And now I read in the New York Times today, it could be worth as much as $4 billion once a long delayed merger finally closes. And it could provide him with a financial windfall that would easily help him pay the $454 million penalty after this judge's ruling in a civil fraud case. Apparently, he would own, after the merger, 75 million shares, and the stock traded Monday at $47 a share at that price. Well, that would be $4 billion in President Trump's pocket if that stock price holds. Pretty amazing. Unbelievable times we live in. Lou is in South Carolina. Lou, how are you? Glad you called, sir. And we had a great time in South Carolina at the end of last week. Thank you for your hospitality. Love the people. Great state, great people. I have nothing but great things to say about it.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Sean, I've heard nothing from the Bar Association as to why Hunter hasn't been disbarred or why no reprimand is being taken against all of the DAs, the attorney generals, and prosecutors, but behaving as though they should not be doing. I'd like to get your points on it, and I also would like to hear from the Bar Association themselves.
Well, I'd like to hear from them too, but I don't think it's going to be worth hearing from them. This is why this investigation into whether the DOJ has been weaponized and politicized is crucial to the future of our country. It is a constitutional crisis that goes to the heart of whether or not we will have equal justice under the law, equal application of our laws. And I will tell you, if this stands, then this country is headed for deep trouble. And Democrats, beware, because things like this, they have a funny way of boomeranging back on the people that begin them. And not that I want to see anything like that happen to anybody. I actually believe in our constitutional republic. I believe that we ought to have one justice system, equal justice for all. And I don't think we ought to have the weaponization of justice in America. I wouldn't want to see it used against a Republican or a Democrat because I believe in our Constitution. But the answer to your question is I don't expect the Bar Association, which probably slants solidly left, that they're ever going to take a stand against it. Because if you're part of the I hate Trump group, you don't care what it takes to get rid of him or to harm him. I wish I had a better answer for you, but that's the answer. Anyway, we'll stay in South Carolina. Thank you, Lou. Don is next. Don, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Hi.
Hey, Sean. Man, what an honor to get through to you guys. I've spoken to you now and Rush Limbaugh, and this is great. I really got my comment is more for the conversation that you were having yesterday about Nikki Haley. Shouldn't people that are pulling the lever for her and checking off the box for her question the fact that she's turning losses into wins? Is that how she would legislate? She would take a loss as a win? Because I don't think our country has time for a learning curve for a new president right now.
Look, do I think what she's doing is smart politically? No, I don't. If she wants to remain a Republican, I think anger and resentment is going to build very, very quickly. I don't. If you can't win your own home state and you lose by 21 points, that's called a landslide. If you come in third place in Iowa, if you lose by double digits, as she did in New Hampshire, and if she loses to none of the candidates above in Nevada, 2-1, I think it's pretty obvious that she's not going to be the nominee. Why is she staying in? I don't know. I think a better strategy would have been if she was seeking my advice, not that she did. I would have told her, look, 4 years is going to be an open primary. If you really want to be president, a Republican president, then come back and give it your best shot then and run then. 4 years is going to, you know, flash before us and, you know, it's a blink of the eye. You know, the days are long, the years are short. I can say that as a parent. It's 100% true. So, I think at some point Republicans are going to get pissed off because they're going to realize that monies that would otherwise be saved and spent on a general election campaign are going to have to be spent on primary campaigns. And I think that's going to annoy people. And I don't see a single state where maybe she can win Washington, D.C. I don't know. I mean, there's not many Republicans anyway in D.C., but I don't see a path at all for her to get the nomination. Why is she doing this? Only she can answer that question. I don't know.
Maybe not. She could borrow Anthony Fauci's crystal ball, you know, the guy who forecasted a pandemic in Trump's presidency. Maybe she could borrow that one. And here's my thoughts on the whole run again in 4 years. We don't forget. If you're causing Trump as the nominee, and I'm not a Republican, okay? I'm a conservative, and I do vote for the Republicans when they align with me. And I voted for Trump. He wasn't my first choice in my primary. I voted for Ted Cruz in my state's primary whenever he was running against Trump.
That was 2016, okay?
Exactly. But here's the thing. If you're the reason that Trump's not able to spend the money that he needs to go into the general and be competitive and do what we need to do to secure the presidency, people aren't going to forget that in 28. You're going to.
I don't think so. I agree with you. I think, again, the longer she stays in, and look, even the Koch brothers, if you will, or Americans for Prosperity Action, they pulled their funding of her. I think the money from all the never Trumper groups, and I wouldn't even doubt Democratic groups. Democrats want this primary to go on for as long as possible in the hopes of accomplishing that, which I just told you. And that is to force Trump to spend money that would otherwise be saved and banked and be used for the general election. So I think Democrats want that to happen, too. And, you know, they fight dirty. And, one thing that I think also has to change in both New Hampshire, South Carolina, I mean, you have independents and Democrats that can switch over and actually vote in these primaries. Different rules, but the same result. They can do it. And I think Republicans ought to pick Republican candidates. Democrats ought to pick Democratic candidates. And that's it. I think to allow that to happen is, you know, pure idiocy, if you want my take. But, you know, we'll see what happens, man. It's going to be interesting. Don, appreciate the call, buddy. 800-941-SEAN. Same topic, Barry, Pennsylvania. Barry, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. How are you?
Hey, Sean. I absolutely agree. I don't understand what Nikki's up to. I'll give her some slack for wanting to stay around for her state's primary where she was the governor. And she says, I could see a logic. If I'm going to make some headway, I'll make it there. But it didn't happen. I believe, it's just like Gavin sitting over there in the wings of the other, or on the other side. She doesn't have a snowball's chance. She needs.
Remember, Gavin keeps saying that he doesn't think he's next. Now, take him at his word or not, Gavin is out there telling the country that Joe Biden's age is actually a huge upside for him and a benefit for him. He's probably the only person believing that, if he even believes it. I have no idea. He might just be playing nice in the hopes of running in 2028, because nobody with a rational brain would believe that. But I think the most logical replacement, if Joe can't make it, would be Vice President Harris. I know everyone talks about Michelle Obama. I see no indication that she would want to get in, but you never know. You never know.
I mean, I can't help, but last year when Joe was out and Gavin made the trip to D.C. and he's walking out of the White House with his jacket over his shoulder, that's seared into my brain. This is a guy who can't.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely picking out the drapes. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. I think his staff was. I think I saw a measuring tape, as a matter of fact. But
by the way, I didn't see the measuring tape, but I wouldn't doubt it at all.
But it's kind of seared into your brain, or at least it's been seared into my brain. But he can wait, and if Trump gets in, and he's got clear running if Trump messes up. But Nikki needs to coalesce around Trump and help him become president. And in addition to that, she needs to help the state of Pennsylvania and every other state get some downline candidates elected so that when Trump is president, he can actually do something. He's not turning around and having to fight Raskin and Deputy Dog and everybody else who's, you know, going to be gunning for him again and trying to get him impeached again. We need to have an opportunity to let Trump govern for 4 years. And then by that time, she can have it out with DeSantis or Scott or whoever, and we can move on and try to get some Republican.
Yeah, this is going to be a one shot deal for Trump. And I think if he gets in office, I think that he would immediately secure the border. I believe he'd immediately move forward with energy dominance, not just independence. I believe that the world would look at America much differently. I think the fear factor is very real. There's way more respect and fear of Trump than there is Biden in terms of internationally. And I think a lot of what we see happening on the world stage would probably come to a screeching halt because they think he's crazy enough to do it. And that's probably a good thing that they fear that. But we'll have to see, man. Appreciate it. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Great show tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Tim Scott, Newt Gingrich, Stephen Miller, Ari Fleischer, and we'll be looking at Michigan and the Michigan primary and much, much more. A lot of predictions. Joe Biden might have trouble in Michigan. We'll watch out for that. Best coverage, 9 Eastern on Fox, on your DVR. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee.
you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.